Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's about to speak at the Republican Governors Association meeting in Washington, just hours after a federal judge denied a request by labor unions to temporarily block the Trump administration from carrying out mass firings of probationary employees and buyouts. It's a technical issue. The judge says the unions need to bring their case to another venue. New York City Mayor Eric Adams keeps his job for now. Governor Kathy Hochul says she won't remove him from office, but instead asks state lawmakers for more oversight of City Hall.
Those who argue just go and remove him fail to appreciate there is a process involved, due process, the length of the process, and the impact that such a process would have on this city.
After forensic tests, one of the four bodies handed over from Gaza to Israel today does not include a hostage, says the Israeli military, calls it a very serious violation by Hamas. This is ABC News.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has banned transgender student-athletes from competing in girls' sports. According to an announcement by WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser on Wednesday, the Board of Control voted to update its policy to ensure compliance with federal directives. Those federal directives come from an executive order signed by President Donald Trump earlier this month, essentially reverting Title IX requirements to what they were during his first administration. The new policy is effective immediately. Both candidates for the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election say they will not pledge to recuse themselves from cases involving the political parties backing their campaigns. Both state parties have donated millions to their preferred candidate in what will likely be the most expensive Supreme Court campaign in history. Supreme Court candidates are not required by law to recuse themselves from cases involving a political party, and the decision to recuse is typically left up to the justices. Both claim they will not prejudge cases. Less than 2 weeks after opening them, Barron County officials say the snowmobile trails in the area will close on Sunday. According to county officials, the trails are expected to quickly deteriorate with warmer weather in the forecast this weekend. The trails officially opened on February 14th, and the 10 days of...
Bobby Portis suspended 25 games. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Bobby Portis suspended for the next 25 games by the NBA. After testing positive for a non-approved painkiller, Portis says he thought he was taking Toradol for an elbow injury. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription of Tramadol, a painkiller banned by the league last spring. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I just feel bad for Bobby on so many levels. You know, dude's gone through a lot, you know, this year with his mom passing and, you know, his house been broken in and then this, you know. You know, the thing I did tell him is this is going to be one hell of a story for you. You know, our goals haven't changed as a team. This is going to be harder. I mean, Bobby's a huge loss. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that. He's been so good for us. Not only on the floor, but his spirit. Like, we need his spirit.
The Bucks hosting the Clippers. A recap coming up later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold again tonight, lows 5 to 10 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow, a high close to 20. Continued warming for the weekend, mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday, more clouds and upper 30s Sunday. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on the proper response to tyranny. Also, was Trump elected to rein in inflation or create a new world order? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack sh**, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. As we kick off hour number two, broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay, wherever you're joining us from, in the beautiful state of Wisconsin this fine evening. It's great to have you. We have a question of the night we're having some fun with. It is International Pet Day. So our question tonight is, what is your favorite animal movie? Could be a pet movie, could be an animal movie. We've had some good responses so far. So chime in, let us know what your favorite animal movie is. Who said Jurassic Park?
Was that Norm?
Was it Norm? Norm wanted the accountant. No, he did say Jurassic Park because that's something he needed to see on the big screen. And there's another Jurassic Park coming out. And
yeah, I saw the commercial or the trailer for it today.
Yeah.
It looks interesting.
It does. And Scarlett Johansson begged the producers of the film to be in a Jurassic Park movie. And She got her wish. So she's in it. That's kind of cool.
What'd you say yours was again?
My favorite animal movie?
Yeah.
You know what? I think I said, did I say The Lion King? No, I said How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes. Yep.
I have a great memory of going to see that with my son, and I really liked the movie. I also liked The Lion King. I took my kids to see that. But I want to talk about another film I saw involving an animal is new, and Rob Thomas introduced me to it about 3 weeks ago. The movie is called Flow, and you can stream it now. Well, it's on HBO for everyone to watch if you have HBO. It's called Flow, and it's about a cat that gets caught up in a flood and has to survive and has to work together with other animals in order to survive. It's just it's like an hour and 20 minutes long. And it's just a great watch. It goes quickly. There's no dialogue, but it's really captivating. And the animation is cool. And I'm not a technical guy, but I noticed how much I liked it. And Rob even said he didn't know how these guys did it. I think they're Latvian filmmakers. And they did this very low budget, but it's a really cool film, and it's called Flow. So I will put that into my one of my answers as well. Tom Friedman Berlin says, for an education wishbone, when 6 minutes ago, that would have been during the news. What do you think Tom's referring to? Did we talk about education?
I don't.
Wishbone?
The education Turkey? Of cigars?
Maybe it had something to do with cigars. Give us clarification though, Tom. I'd love to know what you were talking about there. Steady Eddie chiming in a little early tonight. I gotta say, I like this. I like when Steady Eddie gets to us early, because it's fun to read his text. He says, Pete, my favorite animal movie, The Blob, 1958. It's my Milk Duds pick of the week. Wow. Milk Duds. We've talked about Milk Duds on the show.
Can't do them.
Steady Eddie loves him. It says Milk Duds pick of the week. He says starring Steve McQueen. In the movie, McQueen's girlfriend is played by Anita Corsett, who later in her career played Andy Taylor's girlfriend, Helen Crump, on The Andy Griffith Show. It was my first scary movie seen at a theater. Like the giant spider invasion, it's a pretty cool low-budget flick. Good to know. He says, if I ever get a dog, I'm thinking about it, I'm going to name it either Seriously Dude. Seriously Dude.
I like it.
Sirius is known as the dog star and is the brightest star in the night sky. Love it. Yeah. Or my other choice is Schwabba the Mutt. I love it. That would be my mob nickname, Eddie.
Schwabba the Hutt.
People would be scared of me if people called me Schwabba the Mutt. That would mean, you know, don't go to sleep on me because I'm coming for you. Steady Eddie. Thank you, Steady. Thank you, Steadfast Edward. It's great to hear from you, buddy. Tom says, PBS shown history. Okay. Thank you, Tom. What should we do, Conrad? We got so many, we got so much funny stuff.
Well, I mean, should we play the
player sketch again?
Sketch.
I'm sorry. I mean, we obtained audio, ladies and gentlemen, in case you weren't listening to the first part of the show, we obtained audio from the Philadelphia City Council meeting. The mayor called an emergency meeting. They had to get things together to get the Super Bowl parade up and running, and they were very self-conscious about the city of Philadelphia's image because, as you know, people pee, puke, do other disgusting bodily function type things. They've punched horses. They've made out and made love to police cars. They're just the worst fans, at least that are captured doing such things. We had just a couple months ago, a guy was yelling at a Green Bay Packer fan. Remember that woman? She was all decked out in Packer garb, and this guy's yelling and he's calling her. He's saying the worst words you can say to a woman. He's such a jerk. And that's Philadelphia. So they won the Super Bowl. They had to have a parade because that's what people do. We obtained audio of the city council meeting as they were planning the parade. It didn't go that well, but let's, should we fire it up?
Yeah. Right,
let's do it. Thank you, city council members, for coming in on such short notice. Now, we've got a real dilemma here with this parade right around the corner. People, our town's sports fans have such a terrible reputation, and I want this to be a rebrand for our city. Now, we know parade attendees are going to show up and act like assholes and embarrass the shit out of us. So what do we do to keep this to a minimum and put our best foot forward and let people know that our drunken sports fans do not represent other Philadelphians?
Sir, what if we just pleaded with everyone to act like mature adults?
That's cute. Seriously, though, I think what we need to do is try to keep certain people out of certain areas and away from the cameras where their behavior could hit national news.
Have we done enough to protect the horses? We don't want another horse getting punched repeatedly. It might be wise to keep our law enforcement officers off horseback this year.
It's a good idea, but what about the guy who celebrated a little too much and ended up dry humping police motorcycles a few years ago?
That's not fair. Sir, you just had too much to drink.
Okay. Yeah, that's the whole problem right there.
Sir, we've had a number of instances where young drunk males have vomited, oftentimes on nice suburban families. What if we cordoned off a section where if people needed to puke, they could go there and any peripheral vomit would hit other vomiters instead of nice families?
I like the way you think, but I'm not ready to condone any type of vomiting just yet.
Sir, we have met with the committee, Friends of Public Urinators, and we've asked them to please tone it down. They immediately got defensive and threatened to pee right there at that meeting.
You gotta be kidding me.
Sir, we countered and said we will not supply enough porta potties. As it turns out, that was a mistake because they got belligerent, doubled down, and said that they actually prefer having no privacy. And then they threatened to eat asparagus before the parade.
Damn it. Checkmate. People, please!
What about people who just want to empty their drinks on innocent bystanders and have a laugh? They should have an area too?
Well, that's very noble, but we've only got so many city blocks, people.
We could just have all the bodily function people in one area and then have Hazmat come in after and just nuke it.
I'm not sure Hazmat exists anymore, sir.
Damn it.
Sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but we're forgetting about people who just want to randomly start beating people up.
Great point. Why couldn't we have won the Super Bowl during COVID and just had a virtual parade?
Or we could just be who we are, avid sports fans who just like to dispense some bodily fluids from time to time to celebrate our victories.
Maybe you're right.
Yes, finally. We are number one. We are number one. We are number one.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
You got one more coffin. A lot of sick people at that meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? One of those guys sounds like our own Todd Michaels. It's kinda,
it did.
Yeah, it's kind of
that smooth voice, yeah. You know, that's unmistakable. But great voices in Philadelphia, if not, you know.
Definitely.
There weren't too many crazy incidents this year, though. It didn't seem like
any. Yeah, well, there...
Other than the general puking, peeing, and...
There is some stuff that happened there.
Other types of incidents. So, all right. We have Tim Cote will be here in just a few minutes, folks. He is the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council. They have a big event coming up. We're going to talk about that with Tim. We'll also find out what Tim's watching on TV. Did we ask Tim last time he was here if he has a favorite military movie? I don't remember that.
I can't remember.
I feel like I probably did ask him that, but we'll have to find out again. So we'll ask that. Tim coming up in just a few minutes. He's in studio. That's always exciting, too. We have... what do we have? Pat Healy? What do we do with this? Because it was Matt Dillon's birthday this week.
Yes. And I mean, if we want, I could set this up because...
Do it.
It was hard to get something from this guy that didn't involve something bad.
Completely inappropriate to say.
But this is from There's Something About Mary.
Okay.
And mainly it's about, you know, Ben Stiller's character in it and Mary. But Pat Healy comes in. He's playing golf. He acts really good when he sees her. And all of a sudden, he just goes, every single lie he could think of, he just puts it out there. He wants to impress her so much.
Here's Matt Dillon in the week of his birthday from Something About Mary.
Really? Oh, where would I have seen your work?
Well, have you been to, let me see, Santiago, Chile?
Twice last year. Which building's yours?
Are you familiar with the soccer stadium?
Did you build the Estadio Olimpico?
No, just down the street, the Salento Caliente Towers.
Lying is always funny. It's when you know someone is lying. That's why George Costanza is like one of the greatest characters in the history of television. Do we have time for the Office Space clip?
Yeah.
Let's play that. This is one of my favorite clips from Office Space. It involves Richard Reilly, who plays Tom Smikowski. Richard's been on the show several times. We've got to have him back soon, but here's a great clip from Office Space.
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
We have sort of a problem here. Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo. Okay?
Yeah, no, I have the memo. I've got it. It's right...
Hello, Phil.
That was not the clip I thought it was, but it's still a great clip. That's Gary Cole as Lumberg was his name.
You know, I forgot about a movie, animal movie, that goes into like eight different others. Air Bud.
No way are there that many Air Buds.
Yes, there is. If you look up Air Bud, there's so many.
I'm not even going to do that. Even looking it up to see how many there are would be a waste of time. All right. We have the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, Tim Cote, will be here. I just call him El Presidente, but it'll be good to see Tim again. He's in studio, folks, coming up after a very short break. This is Pete Schwamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, it's Big G. Join me and Greg Gunderson as we broadcast live at 101 FM WHSM Muskie Country from our downtown Hayward studios. We're live on February 22nd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., covering the 51st Worker Binder, finishing right here in downtown Hayward. Spin the prize wheel to win great certificates from local businesses. Stop by for snacks and refreshments. Big thanks to our title sponsor, Big Fish Golf Club and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill in Hayward, Wisconsin.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is so well put. And that matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Welcome back. Man, it is, we are zooming through a Thursday night here. It is like the, what do we call it, Conrad?
The Christmas Eve of weekdays.
That's it. That's Thursday night, baby. Tomorrow's Christmas Day of weekdays. And we have our Civic Media Christmas party. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah,
just,
we do.
Just a couple months after Christmas, which is...
just a couple months. Yeah.
Our question of the night, you can still get in on the fun, folks, is what is your favorite animal movie? It is International Pet Day. And we've had some great answers so far, so keep those coming. And it is my pleasure right now, though, to introduce a guy who's no stranger to the show. He's been here before. I call him El Presidente. He is the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, and he does great work here locally. And he's in the studio with us tonight again, Tim Cody. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Am I the only one who calls you El Presidente?
I've had so many nicknames over have the you? Year that actually I did have one. Well, they called me El Jefe.
El Jefe. Oh, what does that mean again? I used to know what that
meant. The boss.
Okay, yeah. I wish I was bilingual. I like your sweatshirt.
Thank you.
It says, if for those of you watching in the stream, you can see it says the dog father. And I thought initially that was a Snoop Dogg thing, but there's a story behind it that has nothing to do with Snoop Dogg. Thank God, because Snoop Dogg gets enough airtime. So tell us the thinking behind the shirt. I love it.
Yeah, well, first of all, this is going to be one of the signature drinks at our March 7th Veterans Ball, and it was actually, I kind of created it one Christmas when my daughters and my wife were celebrating Christmas Eve. We just got a big Mastiff breed.
Oh, yeah.
And we were sipping on new bourbons, and the girls were asking me to make some different types of drinks, old-fashioned, a Christmas old-fashioned, Cranberry old fashioned, et cetera. And we're going through that. And they're like, Dad, create something different that's never been done before.
Oh, that's pressure.
So I'm like, yeah, a lot of pressure. So I'm looking through. I have a really nice bottle of rye. And I like Manhattans. I like old fashions. And there's a drink called a Godfather, which is a bourbon and amaretto.
Hmm, okay.
So you take those three, and I kind of combined them. And this kind of slips right between those three.
Yeah.
So it's made out of rye. It's made out of sweet vermouth. It's got bitters, and then you do a topper of amaretto with an orange twist.
Wow.
And my girls tasted it. They're like, Dad, this is really, really good. What should we call it? And they had just given me these socks that had a picture of the dog, which is this big mastiff with a cigar in his mouth. And they said, we're going to call it the Dog Father.
That sounds like the perfect drink to get your daughters to taste test if they're legal age and it's not like a sleepover for 12-year-olds or something.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, good. So Dogfather, I like it. So people will be able to get that at an event you have coming up. tell us about that. That's March 7th, Veterans Ball. Where will that be?
That's going to be a Venue 404 down in Oshkosh.
Okay.
Venue 404 is a 1920s bank. It's perfect for the theme, Prohibition Ball. Yeah. Actually, Johnny Depp's movie, Public Enemies.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
some stuff that was filmed in there. They actually have a 1920s theme all the time in there, and they have a Prohibition Vault bar down in the basement. And then they have a beautiful ballroom up top with a bar as well. So it's going to be a great event. It's the second year we've done it. Last year was a pretty good success. We're hoping this year as well. So it's just your tickets are all inclusive. That's the first thing you need to
okay.
know. Your tickets are your donation. So we don't ask for any more money when you come in there.
Okay.
So unlike other charity events, you go in there, you got baskets, you got raffles, you got
shaking down all night.
Right.
Yeah.
Shaking down all night. Here, just our sponsorships and our tickets raise the money. So what I wanted it to be a little different, I wanted the people just to be able to come in and celebrate what we do and celebrate our mission and not have to worry about anything else. So when you walk in, it's like being in a speakeasy.
Oh, nice.
And so your tickets get all-inclusive drinks, all-inclusive food, casino tables, jazz and dancing, and we have James P. Conley coming to be for about a half an hour. He's going to do a little bit in the break in the band.
Oh,
he's
nice.
A nationally known comic. He's an ex-Marine, Harvard grad. He's been on Netflix, America's Got Talent. He's
Dry Bar, nice.
Regular on Dry yeah. Bar, Sirius XM. He's a really nice guy. He agreed to come up and do this with us from California. I remember the thing he kept saying when we were talking on the phone is, I don't know why I agree I'm going to Wisconsin in March.
Hey, it could be worse.
You know, so, it's just going to be a great, great event. We still have tickets available. We still have sponsorships available.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested, March 7th, this will be a fun time.
It sounds like it. Where do people go to get tickets?
They can go to our website at foxvalleyveterans.org/ball. foxvalleyveterans.org/ball.
Okay.
If you get to our website, you can find it.
Right.
Yeah, you can find it on there. And they can buy the tickets right on there. You can do sponsorships on there. We have a few sponsorships still available, and we have a really cool sponsorship that we did last year, which was very successful, and that's sponsoring a veteran for a ticket.
Oh, nice.
So you can either, if you don't know one, you can just say, hey, I'd like to sponsor two veterans and donate, and we will find two veterans to come. Or if you have a veteran in mind, you can give us their name and buy a ticket for them.
Oh, that's great. Now, how much are the tickets?
So the tickets are $150 for standard and then $300 for VIP. Now, the VIPs get a little bit better stuff down in that vault basement, okay. Better food, top of the line, and they get to have a one-on-one with James Conley downstairs.
Okay, yeah. $150. That's Conrad. Are you going to chip in here?
I might have to.
But if you think about get dancing, all the drinks you want, all the foods you want, casino gambling, and a comic show for $150.
That's
standard ticket.
Incredible deal.
That's
actually
a pretty
yeah.
good deal. And people go, "Oh, that's a lot for a ticket." Not really.
Yeah.
And I'm not asking for any more money for you afterwards.
Right. So. It's and now parking is $1,000. We should establish that. But no, that's fantastic because it's all inclusive, and then people can relax the rest
people
of the night.
People can relax yeah. the whole time, and parking is actually very available there.
Yeah,
there's two public lots, and you got public parking all along the street too.
Folks, Tim Cody is here. He's the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council. We'll talk more about this fantastic event he has coming up on March 6th. Is it the 6th? It's the 7th. Okay, March 7th. And we'll get into some more stuff about some veteran stuff. We'll talk maybe a little movies with El Presidente. He's here in the studio. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Two bills were proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week to limit the ability of local governments to restrict residents from maintaining vegetable gardens and chicken flocks. If passed into law, the chicken-related bill would force local governments to allow residential property owners to keep less than five chickens or quails, but could allow those local governments to require permits for the birds. The garden-related bill would prohibit local governments from prohibiting or requiring permits for vegetable or flower gardens. Wisconsin emergency officials are sharing flood preparation tips with residents ahead of Flood Safety Awareness Week. Governor Tony Evers declared next week as Flood Safety Awareness Week, hoping to remind residents to evaluate their properties and have a plan for unexpected flooding. Residents should stay informed of weather conditions, keep valuables out of their basements, and clean their gutters regularly to limit flood damage or avoid it entirely. They should also create an emergency plan ahead of time and consider purchasing flood insurance. The Duluth Department of Public Works is proposing a new monthly surcharge to residents to fund repair projects at the water treatment plant. According to city officials, the monthly $5 charge would begin in May of this year if approved. They're hoping the new surcharge will help provide funding for an estimated $42 million in repair projects and could last for as much as 20 years if the city is unable to secure state or federal funding to decrease the financial burden of the projects. A public hearing on the proposal will be held on March 18th. Wisconsin wildlife officials say they're recommending that a record number of tags be issued for the 2025 elk hunting season. According to the Department of Natural Resources, the elk population reached a record high of 554 last year. Due to the increased population, the DNR is recommending a quota of 8 bulls in the northern herd, as well as 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The Natural Resources Board will vote on the proposal on February 26th. The elk season will open on October 18th. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold again tonight, lows 5 to 10 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow, a high close to 20. Continued warming for the weekend, mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday, more clouds and upper 30s Sunday. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, we discuss the idea that women should just make sandwiches for their men and maybe shouldn't even have the right to vote, because that's what's coming from the MAGAs. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
There's a problem with every sign and bargain buildings, weights and
pulleys. Welcome back.
Feathers.
We are hanging out with Tim Cote. He is the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council. He's here in the studio with me at Nightlight. And we're talking about a great event they have on March 7th. Let's just review this, Tim. March 7th, the Veterans Ball. It's in Oshkosh. Tell us where it is again.
It's at Venue 404.
In Oshkosh. Okay.
In Oshkosh.
Great night. You buy the tickets. It's all inclusive. They're not going to ask you for money the rest of the night. Let me just ask you, because I feel like sometimes you hear veteran benefits get cut or they're having trouble raising money for veterans, this or that. If we can't raise money for veterans, what does that say? Do you have trouble with that? Are you surprised that you have trouble? Or are you surprised how much people give? Or do you find that you struggle to raise funds?
Well, I mean, raising funds for a charity is just an all-encompassing, no matter what charity you have, almost, right?
Yeah.
Mine's a little different in that I think of my charity or the Fox Valley Veterans Charity is a kind of invisible charity in that we do fiscal assistance, financial assistance to veterans in need. And then we also do a lot of connections of them to get help.
Okay.
So one, we try to help them in their emergency situation. We try to keep them from getting evicted. We try to get their teeth done. We try to fix their car. We try to do all that stuff, right? But we also try to connect them with services because there's a reason that they're not thriving. Okay. And we got to figure that out. Otherwise, they'll just be coming back for more and more and more, right? That's always something that you're just fighting. But I don't have any visual for that, right? I don't take those veterans that I help, and I don't take pictures of them, and I don't put them on the TV, and I don't go, oh, look at this person.
Right.
He's in need, and I'm going to, you know, we don't do that to our veterans, right?
Right.
So I don't have a whole lot of visuals, so it's a kind of an invisible charity in that sense. We have a nice little office with three of us in there that's about a 10 by 10 office. So it's really cramped. But, you know, other charities have buildings. They have animals. They have, you know, people coming off an airplane. I mean, they've got beautiful things. Nothing against that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's what tugs at heart strings. I have a hard time getting people to picture what we do as a visual. And so in that sense, it's hard. We have expanded every year. We've grown every year. We're working hard at doing that. We're trying to expand our reach. So we cover Outagamie County, Winnebago County, Calumet County, Wapaka County. We did over 35,000 in Brown County, and that's by exception. Brown County isn't technically in our area. That is by an exception where we reach out. When that veterans, they're not getting the assistance in Brown County. So we will cover that. So we've reached up into Brown County. In the last 2 years, we've done well over 30,000 in assistance in Brown County. We're getting ready to reach down into other counties, like Fond du Lac County is starting to expand. We're starting to do more exceptions in Fond du Lac County. So there's always a need. I mean, I can tell you, I went in a point in time count. Do you know what that is?
No.
Point in time count is when you go out at one time, and this is how the federal government kind of dishes out federal money for homelessness. You go out into the cities and you count homeless people. So our office went to Appleton and Oshkosh, and we did that. It was a sub-zero night with snow.
Oof.
There were over 80 people, 80 homeless folks. The year before, same conditions, there was only 30.
Wow.
So almost a three-time increase on a sub-zero night. That's incredible. We have a housing, we have just a really housing problem. I think everybody's heard it,
yeah.
But we really have, the inflation and the housing shortage has just really hit people hard. And, so, you know, that stuff's happening. There's going to be a need for a while to do this to get it. You can't build houses fast enough. And when you build them, you can't get them cheap enough yet. That takes years down the line to get people to move out of where they are, et cetera, those type of things. And housing is 69-70% of our assistance.
Wow.
So do I find it hard? I find the greater Fox Valley area is the most generous area I've ever lived in my entire life.
Nice.
I mean, it is a great place to be a charity and to raise money. It's sometimes just so great because I think other charities move here because they're like, oh, it's really good.
we want some of that.
You have community foundations in Green Bay. You have a community foundation in Appleton. You have a community foundation in Oshkosh. You have United Ways. You have many of the big corporations are just very socially responsive. And they do great work. They support several charities all over the Fox Valley area. But it's still work. I mean, it just never stops. There's,
I can
there's
imagine.
Always,
yeah.
I'm always finding different ways to ask for money.
So what do you... What do you do when you see 80 people out in those kind of conditions? Do you like round them up and take them to a shelter? What's the plan there?
The plan there when you do that is you one, ask if they will talk to you.
Yeah.
Right. Many of them don't want to talk to you.
Right.
Of course, this is at night, so many of them are trying to sleep. And so there's never a real great way to do it, except at night is where you get them at their spots where they're homeless.
Right.
Where during the day they're not there. And so you can't. I mean, there are rules whether you can count them as homeless or not.
Okay.
So you have to actually find them outside of a shelter. They have to acknowledge themselves that they are homeless. And then we try to get as much demographics. And at any point in time, they don't want us to talk to them or answer any questions. We don't. And we just kind of move on. But you just try to get as much. We give them resources. If there were beds that were open and we knew there were beds that were open, you know, we can direct them to shelters and things like that. And we just try to get as much information as you can. But the purpose of the count is to get a count. And then you send that up through the bureaucracy, to the federal government. And they have some formula on how they dish out money.
Deal with it. Yeah. That is the voice of Tim Cody. He's the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council. They have a great event coming up here in the Fox Valley in Oshkosh on March 7th. That's a Friday night at Venue 404. It's an all-inclusive night. There's a comedy show. Comedian James P. Connolly, he'll be there. He's a vet himself, correct? And
correct.
A former Marine. And Harvard grad. All-inclusive. Food, drinks. Love that you have jazz. Casino games. It sounds like a great night. And people can, once again, tell us how to get tickets, Tim, or how they... veterans... Right here, foxvalleyveterans.org/ball. Is that right?
Correct. That's okay. Correct. And we have a great MC, Dan Davies.
I was just going to ask you about Dan.
Yeah.
Okay. He's chiming in on the stream here. He says, I don't know that that's Dan. I assume it's Dan because that's
Dan's
movie.
Dear Mageddon.
So he says, Pete, who is hosting the Prohibition Ball? So Dan is either hammered right now and completely forgot he took the gig, or he's just trying to get some help you promote the event, which is fantastic. So Dan, good luck tonight or that night. Break a leg. He says you may be interested after you ask Tim Cody. Also, is that a toque you're wearing
on your head?
I've had this hat for like 20 years, and my son's like, Dad, you can never get rid of that hat. It's past the point of. I want to get like a derby.
It's kind
of
like your whoopee.
It's like, but it's warmer because in this warm. Kind of weather, I'm always cold, even in the studio. Dan, thanks for watching and good luck. We hope you break a leg and don't be funnier than the comedian. I don't know if Dan's funny. I know he's a very good actor. He's a great guy. He's been on the show several times.
Yeah.
Are you expecting
to me,
jokes?
Dan is funny.
Okay.
And I met him at the Appleton Cigar Company, who is another great supporter.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Where Dan and I met. And he volunteered his services. So.
Wow.
After 5 minutes of conversation, I was going to take that up. That was for sure.
He has never volunteered to give me jack squat. So I hope you feel very satisfied.
I feel privileged.
That's pretty cool. No, Dan's a very talented actor here in Northeast Wisconsin. Just another reason to check out the Veterans Prohibition Ball. And it sounds like a great event. You know, we had a veteran on the other night, Tim, named Jason Moon, who is, you probably know J.B. Thompson.
I do know J.B.
J.B.'s the guy behind the guy. That's what I call him. He sends a lot of guests our way. It's really fun. Conrad, you taking off? Jeez, what is this? He's like trying to get us to slow dance or something. But Jason is a musician and has a group called warriorsongs.org. And they teach veteran healing, encourage healing through music and arts and all that. It's so great. I encourage you to check it out. He was a great guest, wasn't he, Con?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And a very good musician. So, all right. So that sounds great. We'll pitch this one more time before you leave, Tim. But right now, it sounds like, how many tickets are left? How many are you trying to move?
We can take up to 150.
Okay.
So I could still, we're probably just at about 70 right now.
Okay.
So we got some room.
Yeah.
It always makes me nervous. This is what happened last year too. You know, you get a bunch of tickets in the last 2 weeks, but you know, I have to start giving numbers out to my caterer and everybody else on who's coming. And so if you're thinking about it, I'm just telling you the whole vibe of this is great. Everybody shows up in character. And so it's really easy to do.
Right.
It is. I can tell you, for a guy, all he needs is like put suspenders on and a newspaper hat or something like that. And he looks like he's, you can go get a striped suit at Goodwill. And for the ladies, my wife bought 5 dresses last year from Amazon. It didn't even cost her $125. She turned 3 back in, kept a second one because she knew we'd be doing it a second year. They can get little boas for the hats and stuff like that, for their heads, feathers. And it's in today's environment, it's easier for them than the guys to get dressed up.
You know what you should do? You got to have like a speakeasy password. Remember like in the old movie, they knock on their
shaving a haircut? We're working on that. Okay. We're working on that. That Venue 404, if you're listening, Jim, Venue 404, he's the owner, has a alleyway door with actually a cage thing on there. And for 2 years, we've been trying to do that and get him to do that. But, you know, you got to go all the way down to the bowels of the basement and come around. And it comes out into the vault speakeasy bar. Okay. And so that would be perfect. But, you know, they worry about insurance and it's too dark. And they've got a lot of storage and stuff down there from renovating and things like that. But we're working on getting that cleared out so that we, like, hopefully next year, if we do the same theme, they would have to come up through the alleyway. They'd have to have that password, knock on the door, and then make their way down, just like a real speakeasy. Other than that, you're coming into the front door this year. But
I thought this was really cool because last night we had a Marinette, Wisconsin-themed show. Everyone on the show that was a guest had some tie to Marinette. Tonight, it seems like cigars and veterans between you and Norm, and now you got Dan on the stream. It's JB actually.
Yeah, JB.
He's trying to get some publicity. Oh, he's throwing JB under the bus. Maybe it's, who knows? Both good guys. Who cares? Great to have you guys with us tonight. And I think so. This is a connection too. And you, like Norm mentioned earlier when he was here, when they do Smoke on the Fox, those benefits go to the Fox Valley Veterans
Council.
They sure
do.
Right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I make a lot of connections at the Appleton Cigar Company and up at Prohibition here in Green Bay as well.
Okay.
You know, it's an area where a lot of veterans can go and they can relax.
Yeah.
You know, they can sit down, they can talk, they can, as we say, shoot the shit.
You know what, Tim? I've had about enough of your nonsense. We're on live radio. No, he's a veteran, people. He has a carte blanche. We can look the other way, right, Conrad?
And JB also I've met there, too. So.
Yeah, JB. So what? Let me ask you this, Tim. What can people do if they can't go to this, or they can't, they're not veterans themselves, but they want to help veterans or help the cause, what's the best course of action for John Q. Public who wants to do something?
Well, he could become a sponsor. Okay. We have sponsorships that are available and they're on the website. So that's always helpful. If you want to help a veteran for this event, you can sponsor a veteran ticket.
Yeah.
That's on our website. So you can go in and you can actually buy a ticket. If you know a veteran that is willing to go, first of all, they need to be willing to go.
Right.
And they got to do it. Right. We don't want to waste tickets on people who don't show up. And you can buy a ticket for them and we'll get it to them. Or if you don't know a veteran, we have veterans that are waiting in the wings to receive tickets. And if we get more applications, then we'll do a drawing. If we don't get more applications, then we'll give out the tickets that have been sponsored and veterans can go for free.
That sounds great. Let's encourage everybody to do that. That's a great way to do it. And can you stick around after a short break? Because I can't let you leave, Tim, without asking you what you're watching on TV or if you have a favorite military movie.
Sure.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Think about that during the break, okay?
Okay.
We'll read some texts. If you want to get in on the fun, folks, you got a few minutes. What is your favorite animal movie? It's National Pet Day.
National Love Your Pet Day.
Love Your Pet Day.
Yep.
Well, that's implied. If you hate your pets, let us know that too. And let us know why they're such jerks. All right, Tim Cote is here. We're coming right back. We'll have a few more minutes, then we will close this thing down. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here.
The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
AJ in the 608 says, "Hi, Pete. I love Babe and Homeward Bound equally, but Homeward Bound made me cry every time at the end. I have to see this movie. Have you ever seen Homeward Bound, Tim? It's like from 1993. It's a dog, right, Conrad?
Homeward? Yeah, I believe
it's like
it,
a dog.
Yeah,
yep, I got to see that.
Dog that got lost and made his way back?
Probably.
Yeah.
AJ says, a good kind of cry. Bridget from the 818 says, I loved the movie Babe. Great memory movie. Did it win an Oscar? I just looked that up, Bridget, during the break. It did win an Oscar for Best Visual Effects. So there you go. It's still an Oscar. And, JB, or we're up to our stream text as well. It's either Dan or JB texting. We don't know who's throwing who under the bus. Tim Cody is here. He is the president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, and they have a great event coming up on March 7th. We'll make one more push here. They still have tickets, folks, and it's for such a great cause. It's at Venue 404 in Oshkosh. The cost of admission gets you in, and there are no other expenses. It's all you can eat, drink, comedy show. What else, Tim? What
casino else games, casino. Jazz, swing music, just a really good time. And yeah, there'll be prizes, by the way. We have some really nice right. prizes. We've got signed football from Brett Favre. We got a signed another signed football coming in. We've got some jerseys. We've got some Packer swag. We've got some good bourbon that's going to be given out. That's going to be for probably from the casino game.
Okay.
Winners.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you need me to sign a football to? Auction.
Sure.
Well, I got a Nerf in the car. Let's do this.
Let's do that. Right?
Why don't you sign the hat and then give the
toque? No way, man. This does not leave my head. Tim, so as you know, you've been here before. We talk movies and TV a lot on the show. Do you have, you're in the military for 28 years, proud Army veteran.
Correct.
Are you still?
Am I still a veteran?
Are you retired?
I'm still,
no,
I'm
you're
retired.
Still a veteran, but are you, yeah. Okay, you're retired. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite military movie?
It'd have to be probably Private Ryan for World War II. That was great. I loved it. The realism, great actors. If you look back in there, it's funny. I didn't realize it when I first saw it, but now you look back and you see how many actors got their start in there. All those young kids got their start. That's really cool. I love American Sniper. I really attached to that because I was over in Iraq during that time frame when he was actually doing that stuff. I was working on, I don't know if you remember the scene where he was going after the sniper and they were building T-walls. T-walls were the big cement walls that you saw them putting up. The engineers were putting them up, and an Iraqi sniper was trying to take the engineers out. I actually had to work on the contract for those T-walls to get them.
Oh, wow.
There's a little thing called whether it's a system or an individual thing. That T-wall itself is an individual hunk of concrete. There's an argument you made when you connect it, it creates a system, and then that's a whole different color of money to use, and we didn't have that color of money in Iraq to use.
Huh.
So I had to fight to get that so we could put those T-walls up and argue that these are individual and this is not a system that we're paying for, because it was millions of dollars of concrete, right?
So that gave you kind of more of a connection to that movie in a weird way.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, he and I were over there at the same time. I was actually in Ramadi when he was also in Ramadi and Fallujah and then in Sadr City area. So, I didn't know him. I never met him, but anything that during the time periods where I served, you just kind of connect and you can.
Oh, Chris relate. Kyle. I was thinking this was the Mark Wahlberg. This is the Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Played Chris Kyle. Who was a famous American sniper.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So I have not seen that one. I saw the Mark Wahlberg one and then the TV show with Ryan Phillippe. That is not that great. But so Saving Private Ryan, though, would probably be your top.
It's great. Saving Private Ryan is great.
That first 20 minutes of that film, this is me in my chair, it's so real looking. It's horrible.
It's very rare. It shows the horror of combat and, just what somebody experiences as they're watching it happen in front of them, right?
Absolutely.
And, but not in a grotesque way and not glorifying
not
it
overly
either.
Gratuitous just yeah. like showing them
it's just showing it shows real courage, real heroes. There's not the stupid unlimited clip of ammunition that never ends and, people shooting from their hips and knocking people out
pistols like right. That, right?
And never getting shot themselves.
That is the worst, and that's why I like to show Reacher, but my god, there's 10 guys shooting at him. He's 20 feet away. It's like, I know he's strong, but come on. It's just sort of ridiculous. Are those the kind of movies you typically like, Tim? Or what else have you seen that you could recommend, or a TV show or anything like that?
I like all kinds. I mean, I loved Yellowstone. I love the Yellowstone area. I was a big... I remember when Sopranos first came out in HBO.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first version of that type of TV show, really.
Yeah.
Right? It took a mini series and it extended it. And if you see, almost every show copies that, right? They have a cool hunk of music in the beginning to introduce.
Yeah.
Every single show does the exact
Succession,
same.
Yep. Yellowstone,
They all do it, right? Yeah. And they have the, so I like those. What if I, other things I've watched, Lioness. Of course, that's military.
A good one too,
that was a really good one.
Yeah.
I just finished Agency, which is really good.
I just finished that too. I like that too. Kind of started slow, and then
it got
pretty
better.
Good.
Yeah,
Tim, this was really fun. Thank you. Don't be a stranger. Before you do your next event, please let us know. And good luck on the 7th. It's a great event. Go to foxvalleyveterans.org/ball. Find out more information about this cool event, and it's for a great cause. And keep up the great work, my friend.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on. Appreciate
anytime.
It.
Great having you in the studio. Thank you also to Norm Kapesky. All your texts and calls, great when you guys are part of the show. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe saying good night, Wisconsin. I'll take you to your best friend's house. Mama Lee, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take you to your best friend's house. I loved you later.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on Air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area joins us. Pete Schwabe from Nightlight will be here to talk about the major plot flaw in the movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. President Trump at the Republican Governors Association in Washington, touting the accomplishments of his administration as he crosses the one-month mark of being in office.
We've made a lot of progress. We're given credit for having the best 4 weeks that anybody's ever had as an opening. So,
the remains of two child hostages from Gaza released by Hamas have been identified, says the Israeli military. But another body released by Hamas was not the boy's mother and does not appear to be one of those kidnapped October 7th. Israel calls it a violation by Hamas. The New Jersey man on trial in the 2022 stabbing of Salman Rushdie, the author, declined to testify in his defense today as his lawyers rested their case without calling any witnesses. Closing arguments tomorrow. Wall Street indexes closed lower, pulled down by Walmart despite the retailer's higher profits. It says Trump tariffs and other factors leads it to lower its forecast for the coming year. This is ABC News. Walmart